Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1:5. In the previous Mishnah, we had established that there is a mitzvah, an obligation, mid'oraisa, from the Torah, to ensure that Edom come to testify. As the Pasuk says, Ela mo'adei Hashem, mikre kodesh, asher tukrosam b'mo'adam. They have to be decreed b'mo'adam in their proper time. And therefore, the Mishnah said that the Edom can be Mechal Shabbos, in truth, every month, but Medurabanan, when the Beis Midrash doesn't stand and there's no need to bring the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, they're only Mechal Shabbos on Nisan and Tishrei. The Mishnah here says, what happens if the moon is high in the sky, it's bright and visible? Even then, do we allow people to be Mechal Shabbos? Because presumably back in Yerushalayim, the Beis Din and the locals can see for themselves and could use local witnesses without needing people to come from afar, traveling from beyond the Tchum to Mechal Shabbos to bring their testimony, etc. And therefore the Mishnah says, Bein Shenira Va'alil, Bein Shalanira Ba'alil. Whether the new moon could be seen prominently, high above the horizon, clear, or whether it could not be seen clearly, meaning it was either there was cloud coverage, it was close to the sun, therefore was occluded because of the brightness of the sun, it was low in the horizon, therefore hard to see. In all those cases, doesn't matter. Mechal Nalav Es HaShabbos. The obligation to bring witnesses requires they come, and therefore the witnesses should still come, even though they are very possibly not going to need to be given their testimony because it was visible and there are probably many witnesses back in Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, they are encouraged to come, they're permitted to come, on even if it means being Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer Im Nira Va'alil, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, listen, if the new moon could be seen prominently in the sky, Ein Mechal Nalav Es HaShabbos, then they should not be Mechal Shabbos to come from a distance to testify. Rabbi Yossi agrees that really Maker Adin, according to the Torah law, they could come. He doesn't dispute the drasha. He just says, the rabbi said, better not to come. Why should people be Mechal Shabbos for no good reason, when really, presumably, there's plenty of witnesses back in Yerushalayim who could do it, and no need for people to Mechal Shabbos. However, the halacha follows the Tanakhama, as we'll see more in the next Mishnah, meaning that any witness who sees the new moon should come, even if he is likely to have lots of company when he gets there, with other witnesses bearing the similar testimony.